and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Emporia Gazette. Subscribe today, EmporiaGazette.com, or pick up your copy at a local stand.
Looking for the latest news that keeps you connected to the Emporia area? The Emporia Gazette is your go-to source for local stories, breaking news, and more importantly, how it affects you. From city events to in-depth reporting, we've got it all covered in print, online, and on social media. Stay informed, stay engaged, and be part of what's happening in the Emporia area. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up a copy at a local newsstand. The Emporia Gazette, your news, your community, your voice. The Emporia Gazette, trusted news since 1895.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning. Partly cloudy, 47 degrees, on our way to 71 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on this President's Day Monday via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Emporia State University Director of Bands, Dr. Gary Zeke. Number of concerts upcoming. Gary, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We are doing wonderfully so far, so you don't know how not to be busy, do you, Gary?
Oh, yeah, boy, ain't that the truth. We have a crazy run of concerts coming up.
Yeah, quite a lineup starting, this week, right?
Yes, this Wednesday, February 18th, at 7:30 p.m. in Albert Shaler Hall, and all three of these concerts coming up are free admission to the public. That will be our Wind Ensemble concert, which is our university concert band, and that's a group made up of 65 of our best wind and percussion players. And what we've kind of done this past number of years is we share these February programs with local high schools. And this Wednesday, we'll be sharing the program with Burlington High School under the direction of Billy Bostick, and Osage City High School under the direction of Brody Nicholas.
Why is it so important here, Gary, to kind of rotate around the different area schools? And another question that comes to my mind is just kind of how far your radius extends to bring these schools in for these type of concerts.
Well, we'll talk about that here in a second, because our jazz concerts are coming from a little further out. But to answer your first part, I think it's just a really great experience for the high school kids to get to come in and play for a different audience. What we're doing with the band concert is they'll come in and they will play a couple tunes on the first half. We give each band space to that. Then our band will play, and then at the end of the concert, we'll combine the university band with the two high school bands for kind of a grand finale. And we're doing a lot of really cool music. We're doing a piece called The Interstellar Fanfare. We're doing a wonderful piece called March Carry On. I did an arrangement of Just a Closer Walk with Thee. And I think my favorite piece of the concert is called Courtly Airs and Dances by Ron Nelson. Just a wonderful piece. And what's great is it gives the high school kids a chance to hear adult players in a university band, and to do a side-by-side with them is really, really important.
So do you send them the pieces that they'll be playing with you, Gary, in the show, so they have an opportunity to rehearse that a little bit?
Yes, exactly. We coordinate, and what we'll do is Wednesday at 4 o'clock, we'll have about 45 minutes to put the whole group together and rehearse it for that concert that evening. And I think it's a wonderful way to showcase, local talent at the high schools. And just a lot of wonderful musicians, at these schools. And again, like I said, it gives them a chance to come in and play for a different audience, which is always exciting for a musician.
And the other thing, too, I was thinking about this question here about, maybe the kids get a fresh voice or sets of fresh voices here for, kind of taking them through the rest of the year and really the rest of their music careers. But this also has to be really exciting for you guys as professors and music instructors to kind of reach out and help to hone new musicians, regardless of how far they go.
Oh, you're exactly right on that. And, any time we can do an outreach and do what we call high-impact learning is a really great thing. and for the combined numbers to have the high school kids sitting side by side with our musicians is always great here.
And hopefully some of these high school kids will become future Hornets, Gary.
That's right.
Right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, recruiting is the lifeblood of everything that we do. And we try not to make these overt recruiting events, but
sure.
I think the best way to recruit for anything is to show them rather than to tell them.
Well,
and
for
them to come in and get to hear the group and to just, even if it's briefly, just meet some of our students is always a really good thing.
Yeah. So Wednesday, February 18th, ESU Wind Ensemble will be performing with the Osage City and Burlington bands. And what's coming up on February 24th, Gary?
That would be the big jazz concert. And same thing, that's on Tuesday, 24th. That will be 7:30 p.m. in Albert Taylor, once again free. And we're sharing the program with Mill Valley High School, which is up in Johnson County. And that's headed by one of our alumni, Deb Steiner. And then Baldwin City High School, under the direction of Stuart O'Neill. Both two really fine high school jazz programs. They'll play the first half. And then our jazz band will play the second half. We got a really, really exciting program. And we always stress this for jazz concerts, excitement and variety of music. I mean, we're doing so many cool things, you know, with both, or excuse me, all three groups. But our band is doing, you know, anything from kind of traditional jazz to funk to Brazilian to Latin. You name it, you'll hear it that night. And it's going to be a real high-energy show. And lots of good toe-tapping, hummable music.
Well said. Gary Zeke again joining us here with concerts galore coming up here short-term and a little bit longer-term here as the spring semester continues at ESU. What else do you have scheduled here, Gary?
Oh, well, I think we have a newsmaker scheduled in 2 weeks, but after that will be the Emporia Symphony concert, and that will be an exciting one, and we'll save the details for the next newsmakers, but wanted to do something different this year, so we are sharing that with the Emporia High School Orchestra, and that'll be a really, really neat program. It'll be the first time that there's been a joint concert like that between the high school, and we have a wonderful, wonderful new director there. His name is Ethan Neal. He's in his second year. And he's doing great things with the orchestra. So that'll be really, really fun to put that together.
And save the date March 3rd for that, right?
I believe that's what it is. It's that Tuesday, first Tuesday in March. And I'm very proud of all our musicians because it's been a real challenge because the semester started late this year. We didn't start till the 20th of January. And then with the snow and everything else, these guys have had to put it together on very little rehearsal time. And I think they're rising to the occasion really, really well. And it's good sometimes for people to be under the gun like that because it forces everybody to really bring their A-plus game to every rehearsal.
I was going to ask about that, too, because, I mean, seriously, you guys have your A-game kind of on a standard basis here. So what does the A-plus game look like or sound like?
You know, it just means everybody, every day has to be 100% focused, and they've all really risen to the occasion. But if there's one mantra among ensemble directors, oh, if I only had more rehearsal time, we literally have not had that. And, like, we're only having our third rehearsal with the symphony tonight, because the first Monday was Martin Luther King Day, no school. The next Monday was the snow day and school got canceled. So again, this is really only our third meeting with the orchestra. And but again, it's good because it makes everybody really bring their best face to everything.
Laser focus, Gary. You know that.
There
right?
you go.
Yeah. That's the plan.
All right, so give us a rundown. The next two shows coming up here.
All right, this Wednesday, February 18th, is the band concert with Burlington and Osage and our university band. Free admission. Tuesday the 24th, jazz concert with Mill Valley and Baldwin City High Schools, 7:30, free admission. And then that following week will be the ESO concert.
As always, Gary, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gary.
Well, and as always, thank you so much for the opportunity to get the word out to your public.
Have a good day, Gary.
All right, thank you very much. Take care, guys.
Yeah, Gary Zeke, Director of Bands, Emporia State. A lot of upcoming shows, Chuck.
Indeed, and if you want to be part of our morning show, there's not a lot of upcoming dates, at least short-term, that are available. As a matter of fact, this week's full, and we are starting to start claiming things for next week. So if you want one of those dates next week, check kvue.com/calendar. Do that first, and then immediately call us at 620-342-1400 or reach out via email, kvue@kvue.com, because those dates do disappear quickly. Tomorrow, and I need to update this on the calendar, we have several guests joining us for Polar Plunge 2026. Wednesday, we'll have House 76th District Representative Brad Barrett with his thoughts on the upcoming legislative or ongoing legislative session. Amanda Ballard talking about International Thespian Festival for Thursday, and we'll have a St. David's Day preview coming up on Friday.
And our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by the Emporia Gazette. Trusted news since 1895. The Emporia Gazette. Again, trusted news since 1895. KVOE Live at Local 734, 46 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Are you wanting to consolidate debt or reduce the number of your monthly payments? Look no further than...